Well, there's supposed to be music playing there. That's what happens sometimes when you do live radio. Oh, there's something. There's something going on there. There's a little hi-hat, Andy. Interesting. Oh, look. There's some organ. Maybe we're just getting one channel. Oh, hey, we're on the radio, right? 720 WGN, Mike Steven filling in for Justin Kaufman on the air until 11 o'clock. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line. Glad you are here with us. Now, you know, around this holiday season, a lot of us try to work out and, you know, give back a little bit and do some good stuff. Someone who is just, going above and beyond the call of duty. Someone who is just doing something so spectacular and kind of putting us all to shame, to be honest with you, is Alan Thompson. Alan is a retired world history teacher, and he's from Toledo, Ohio. And right now, he is in the Florida Panhandle because he is doing something that I think is really remarkable and very cool. He is quite literally riding his bicycle around the perimeter of the United States of America. I should say the contiguous 48 states. He's riding his bicycle around the perimeter of the U.S., and he is here with us on the phone. Alan, nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Mike. Good to be here.
I'll tell you, man, you're doing something that is absolutely incredible. Right now, you're calling us from the Florida Panhandle. You started this whole ride from Toledo on August 16th. This is actually for charity. Tell us what this ride's all about.
Well, I'm doing this ride for Habitat for Humanity and Save the Children. And I've been raising funds through my website, which is usperimeterride.org. And I have, through my website, there are links to my two fundraising pages, one for Habitat and the other one for Save the Children. And to date, I've been able to raise a little over $10,000 for both of those two groups combined.
Wow. So that's, again, usperimeterride.org. That's your website. And we can just go there if we want to make a donation, again, benefiting Habitat for Humanity and Save the Children. We can just go to that website, right?
That is correct, yes. I've also been stopping along the way and volunteering with Habitats, depending on the city that I'm in. I've done that in 10 different cities so far, starting in Cleveland and Buffalo, and then a number of them down the East Coast. And the last one I did was in Clearwater, a little bit south of here. And just to put in a volunteer day, and those have all been great experiences. Great to meet great people, you know, working on the work crews, and everybody's there to, you know, put in some volunteer time. And so that's been a kind of an important part of the trip as well.
Yeah, that's really amazing. And I mentioned that you are a retired world history teacher. So some of us might be asking, well, how the heck can you afford to do this? You're retired, so it's not like your days are usually slammed with stuff.
No. I'm a retired teacher, and one of the reasons for the trip, I guess, is because I do volunteer work with my own local Habitat in Toledo, Ohio. Mm-hmm. And I've done a lot of bicycle touring over the years, and in 1985, I took a year off from teaching, actually, and did an around-the-world trip and with my bike. And I wanted to do that because teaching world history, I wanted to visit some of the places that I'd been teaching about. So I've had a lot of biking experience, and so I wanted to combine that with the idea of Habitat. And Save the Children is a great organization nationally and internationally. They help kids. I think it's like 166 million kids in 120 different countries, and with, you know, food, education, early childhood development. And Habitat has built over 1 million homes worldwide, helping, you know, 5 over 5 million people with affordable housing. So both good causes. So I decided to combine those two causes with my biking experience, and here I am.
I'll tell you what, you just said something. In 85, you rode your bike around the world?
Well, I did. I traveled around the world. I didn't actually ride, you know, 25,000 miles at the equator, but I flew from continent to continent, and I think I rode somewhere between 9 and 10,000 miles during that year. And so, ironically, if I am able to complete this trip, that would be about the same mileage as the trip around the world.
That's incredible. That I had.
So yeah, I'm. I don't know. You know, if the body holds out, I'll keep on going here.
Well, I mean, keep doing what you're doing. So you also write about some of the places that you've been to, and you can check out usperimeterride.org. I know you have a blog.
I have a blog there, yes.
But you write about some of the places that you've been to in a historical context, don't you?
I do. I try and bring in a little history. I enjoyed writing about my visit to Lexington and Concord, and
sure,
writing the battle, what's called the battle road between the two cities, and Kitty Hawk and Kill Devil's Hill, where the Wright brothers flew for the first time, and Fort Sumter was a neat visit and experience, and St. Augustine and the castle there. So I'd like to try and to do a little writing and kind of tell. I have I have my blog, but I also have a long list of friends, family, and, you know, former work associates and golfing buddies and tennis buddies that are following my ride. So
yeah.
I try and, fill them in on what I've been experiencing.
Well, we can all follow what you're doing. USperimeterride.org is the website.
That
so basically,
is correct.
You're riding around all day and you're working on houses with Habitat for Humanity.
Yes.
That's the life. I mean, that's a great thing. I'll tell you what. Hold on one second, Alan. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll learn exactly logistically how you're doing what you're doing, because you're riding your bicycle all around the perimeter of the United States. So we'll learn about logistically how this is going to work, how this has been working, and some of your adventures so far. Can you hang on?
Sure.
All right. Sounds good. Alan Thompson is a retired history teacher. He is also riding his bicycle around the perimeter of the United States. Man, what did you do this weekend? Oh, you know, sat on the couch, watched a movie. Alan, what did you do? Oh, I'm riding my bike around the country and helping with Habitat for Humanity and Save the Children. Oh, okay. We'll take a short break. We'll be right back. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN. WGN. Mike Steven hanging here with you on this damp Monday evening. Filling in for Justin Kaufman. 312-981-7200. The phone and the text number here in the Allstate Showcase studio. Seeger's telling his tale. So is Alan Thompson, who is a retired history teacher from Toledo, Ohio. And right now he is riding his bicycle around the perimeter of the United States in order to raise some money for charity, specifically for Habitat for Humanity and Save the Children. He is on the phone with us right now. He is in the middle of the ride. He's joining us from the Florida Panhandle. And Alan, logistically, how does this work? I mean, are you just staying in hotel motels? What are you doing here? Because it's just you and your bicycle, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I carry my camping gear with me, and I'm pulling a trailer actually behind the bike, and so I've got some camping gear in there. But actually, I did more camping at the beginning of the trip when I was going through eastern Ohio, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and I have been staying in a number of motels recently. Pretty hot and humid down here in Florida. I'm also tonight staying in a Warm Showers home. Warm Showers is a network of people around the country and internationally as well that will host traveling cyclists, touring cyclists. And so I'm staying in the home of a Warm Showers host tonight in Tallahassee.
Wow.
So I've camping, motels, hotels, friends that I have along the way, warm showers. So all variety of different ways to, but I might add that's one of the kind of the stresses of the trip is that I never know exactly where I'm going to end up at the end of the day. And
oh, so you don't plan this out ahead of time, really?
Just, you know, I have my general route in mind.
Uh-huh.
And, I kind of head in that, and the route is basically, you know, to follow pretty much the perimeter of the country. And, where I end up each day is, sometimes a mystery.
Wow. See, that is just incredible. And I'm in this zone right now where I'm trying to plan. I've got a 9-month-old son at home, trying to plan everything. And to be able to say, look, I'm just going out there, everything's going to work out, and I'm doing some great things for charity, raising money for Habitat for Humanity and Save the Children. I mean, that's a great thing, but you're sort of flying by the seat of your pants, aren't you?
That's exactly what I'm doing, right?
And yeah. You got a trailer, so you got a little hitch on your bike, and you're dragging some stuff behind you?
Well, it's called a Bob trailer, and yeah, it's just a little trailer, and it's got a dry bag on it that keeps out all the rain and the moisture,
mm-hmm.
and it attaches onto the to the rear axle and of the bike, so it becomes kind of part of the bike. And it looks like it might be kind of heavy, and sometimes it is, especially when you're going up the side of a hill.
But, yep.
If you have the proper gearing, which I do, then you just keep on turning those pedals.
And wow.
Eventually you're at the top of the hill, and then you get to go down the hill.
That's the best part, yeah.
That's the best part, right?
Yeah. 312-981-7200 is our phone number and our text line here in the Allstate Showcase studio on 720 WGN. Mike is checking in from Rockford. He has a comment for Alan Thompson. Mike, you're on WGN.
Hey, Alan, thanks for what you're doing.
Oh,
and you don't know how much I appreciate it, being a Habitat for Humanity volunteer in Rockford, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
It goes a long way. What I do is pick up things that people don't need anymore, and I bring them back to the ReStore in Rockford,
uh-huh.
and then
uh-huh.
we resell them so we can build new houses in Rockford.
Yeah, that's actually what I do quite a bit in Toledo. I work with the deconstruction crew, and we take things out of houses and that are being torn down and take them to the ReStore.
Exactly. And that, and I'll tell you, the ReStore in Rockford is really doing well. It exceeds some of the sales that otherwise would be unappreciated.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Mike,
yeah.
I appreciate the call. Thanks so much for checking in, and have a great night in Rockford.
Thanks, Alan, for what you're doing. And if you get out to Rockford, you got a house to stay in.
Okay.
There you
Thank
go.
You very much. I appreciate that. Thank
All
you.
Right.
And see, that's kind of what it takes. You got to reach out. You got to have a network. You got to sort of, you know some people along the way or meet people along the way. They can help you out. You know, Alan, I want to ask you this question. I mean, you've got such a history with all this, but you're raising money for some great charities. Why are you doing it like this? Why are you doing this bike ride for these charities?
You know, just because of my experience with bicycling, and I've done something similar to this 10 years ago. I bicycled the Lewis and Clark Trail from St. Louis out to Oregon. And
wow.
At that time I actually had sponsors, friends, family, work associates and so on that pledged, so much, you know, per mile that I rode. And then I was doing that for the American Cancer Society and the Susan Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and Alzheimer's Association. Both my parents had dealt with those diseases. And so I But that, you know, that was before the age of social media and web, and, you know, it existed, well, 10 years ago it existed, but I certainly wasn't into it at that point.
Right.
And so this time, you know, with the website and just with the social media aspect, I'm hoping that I'll be able to raise more. I've, like I said, raised over 10,000 for, and I had set a goal of like 20,000 for each organization. So I've got a ways to go yet.
Well, good luck with everything. And the website is usperimeterride.org, spelled just like it sounds, usperimeterride.org. We'll put that up on WGNradio.com. Alan Thompson is a retired history teacher. He's also, you know, riding his bike all around the perimeter of the United States. No big deal. I really, best of luck to you. And you are raising awareness, I think, for some great charities and pushing yourself to the limit, and I think it's remarkable what you're doing. So thank you for all of the work that you do, because, you know, sometimes, look, it probably gets a little lonely out there when you're riding in the middle of nowhere all over the United States, but keep it going.
It does. It does get a little lonely out there, but it has its rewards.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Alan, thanks so much, and best of luck to you.
Thank you, Mike. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Again, Alan Thompson, the website, usperimeterride.org. Man, what a great story. Doing some great stuff. Mike Steven here with you on 720 WGN, filling in for Justin Kaufman. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with a look at the news here on 720 WGN.